News for a Friday afternoon, guest host or no, I'm David Grierson. If it's Friday, that must mean it's time for the Mystery Project. And this week we're starting a series of stories about a young student chef in Montreal, Jean-Claude Gagnon. He's about to find that there are dangers in the kitchen beyond botulism. Written by Don Druick, the series is called Recipe for Murder. Jean-Claude leads us into his own surrealist world of friends, fancy cooking, relations, and murder. The first play is called A Sweet Death, starring Salvatore Migliore as Jean-Claude.
I was doing a shift at Jules, working in the kitchen, making chef salads. What else? I wasn't feeling too great.
Uh-huh. What? Sneezing on the food. No good, boy, old Pacore. Go home. I'm in enough trouble with you.
Another winter. I was freezing, aching all over. The number 80 bus ground slowly up the Avenue du Bac Hill. So hot and crowded on the bus, I began to consider the possibility of fainting. It was a relief to get off on Saint-Viateur. I did some shopping on the way. My arms full of bags. I almost slipped as I turned onto Waverly. My mother heard the gate and was waiting by the door, which is both good and bad. You know, that Italian mother thing.
Oh, you bloodworth, mio caro.
No, it's nothing, mamma.
Don't nothing me,
Claudio. È un piccolo influenza. Not even.
Influenza. Vai a letto, immediatamente.
But, mamma.
Are you hungry?
No, I ate some bagels on the way home.
But that's not enough.
I have to study anyway for my big midterm and my candy course. I'm way behind.
Well, let me know if you're hungry.
I opened my notes. Made me feel tired. Damn, prof is so boring. So mundane.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Don't you dare go to the door, Logino.
It was my buddy, my pal, Georges Luc.
I'm desperate, Jean-Claude.
Something was up.
I'm sure the police are chasing me now.
He was only wearing a t-shirt and he was in a panic.
I had a coffee with Victor at Jules. Man, it was bad. That Victor thing again. He doesn't want me seeing Joyce because of the color of my skin, man. I forgot my coat there, man. I'm freezing.
Relax. It'll all blow over.
Just gotta be mad, man. Oh, yeah.
Were you expecting anyone else?
I wasn't even expecting Georges Luc.
Oh, man.
Georges Luc Jean?
He's a black one.
Yeah, a black one. That's me, yeah.
You're under arrest. Come with us.
But... why are you doing this? What has he done?
This isn't a press conference. Now, please, Monsieur Jean, no trouble.
Look, it's a guest of my own.
I didn't do anything.
That's not what we heard.
I didn't even touch him.
No one said he died from a blow, boy.
Victor's dead.
Victor's dead.
Hey.
Come on.
Take my coat.
You're a big Jean-Claude now. Go see Joyce, man. I don't know what happened.
Well, the worst that could have happened, happened. Georges Luc was charged with manslaughter. He'd had that hell of a fight with Victor, and he sure had a good reason to see him out of the way. That was enough for the cops, and they weren't saying much more than that. Over my mother's usual protests, I went to meet Joyce at La Cabane up on Saint-Laurent.
He was such a sweet guy, Jean-Claude. I can't even focus my eyes. I can't see.
It was a tough moment for her.
I have something, a glass of wine.
I don't know. Okay.
She'd lost her father.
Whiskey?
And her boyfriend was in jail for killing him.
Double?
And who knows what else was happening.
He didn't do it, Joyce.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
I know he didn't do it. I know. I know.
Joyce left to go home. She wanted to be alone. Who could blame her? If I went home, my mother would make me go to bed. So, I decided to go downtown to Jules. Usually a very cool place. Now, a very depressed place. Julien was by the counter. He looked very tired.
Man, business is slow, Jean-Claude, after that guy died. Oh, what a scene.
What happened?
They were sitting over here by the window. Making a lot of noise.
Someone
was acting. This Victor, really weird, strange, laughing. laughing mad. It was a bad scene. Suddenly, this Victor is in the throes of something. What? A heart attack? What do I know? I run a bistro. Anyway, Charles called the paramedics right away. But it was too late. The poor guy was dead.
How did the police know it was Georges Luc? From the coat?
No, there was nothing in the coat. I told them. Hey, don't look at me like that. I had to tell them. And that he'd probably be at your
place. What else can you remember?
What else? I don't know. It was busy, you know? Oh, yeah. There was a box of chocolates on the table. You know those hand-dripped Belgium things?
Like what?
I don't know. Maraschinos. I never cared for
Where
them.
Are they?
Oh, they're here somewhere.
I think it's very suspicious that the chocolates are missing.
Evidence?
Where are they? Did someone take them? Who brought them?
Okay.
So what else?
It smelt funny. Funny.
Well, what did...
The body. Yeah. Horrible smell. Stupid smell.
Did you tell the cops?
Them? They don't care about things like that.
But...
Wait. What was that?
What?
I'm remembering something. Someone else met with this poor slob Victor before Georges Luc.
Who?
Never seen him before. He drank beer. That, you know, Belgium stuff. I always keep a few bottles in the fridge. La mort subite. Sudden death. A big joke, eh?
My mind buzzed. What was the smell that Julian was talking about? Victor's smell. I went home. The répondeur was flashing. It was Julian.
Hey, Jean-Claude, it's me. I found those chocolates. The maraschinos. Anyway, they're here.
My heart raced. I called Julius. Busy. I called again. And again and again, busy, 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 merde, merde, merde. It was getting real late. I took a chance and grabbed a cab. I can't imagine why the cabbie kept honking his horn. The streets were deserted. The bistro was locked, but I could see Julien and Charles.
This is important. I need the box of chocolates.
Charles cleaned up and threw it out, 10 minutes ago. Just in time for the garbage pickup.
Oh, no, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, okay, which way did they go? I've got to find them.
They're off the island by now.
This is terrible. Look, Julian, what was the smell like?
Exactly like.
You mean Victor?
Like almonds. But gone off or something.
Your nasty sort of smell. Bitter.
That means something. My prop was... on to something the other day. What was he talking about? The maraschino
thing. Add certain ingredients, such as walnut oil, to the maraschino liqueur in which the cherries are stewed. Otherwise, a deadly cyanide type compound.
Cyanide, voila. And cyanide smells like almonds. The chocolates in the white box were poisoned with cyanide. Someone else killed Victor, not Georges Luc. But who?
I wish you had kept that box, Julian.
The evidence was on its way to some landfill far, far away. Gone. Merde. Well, there was only one thing to do. I grabbed another cab on the Maisonneuve and headed downtown to police headquarters. I can't imagine why this cabbie also kept honking. The streets were deserted. Down at headquarters, after waiting forever on a hard bench, I finally got to see a detective who actually knew what case I was on about. I filled him in on the maraschino and walnut and cyanide bit, and the other man at the bistro, and what Julian had smelt on Victor's body. All the cop did was laugh.
What?
Suddenly, All the cops were laughing at me.
Well, listen to this. I don't think it's so funny. When we were talking about someone's
wife. Relax, kid.
Cyanide doesn't smell like almonds. It smells like old socks. But when people croak from cyanide, they vomit and pass out, and their lips turn bright cherry red because the cyanide strangles them from the inside. It's not like it is in the movies, lad.
We think it's a poison thing, too, but we don't know what yet.
Well, then why don't you do an autopsy?
Hey, it takes time.
Well, what about the other guy?
I know you want to help your friend, but this is a case of murder.
Murder?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's murder. Now, they had a fight, a big blowout, a big motive, a big opportunity. It spells murder. Okay? Relax, kid. The judge will go easy on him. Huh? He's young. Crime of passion. A few years to be out of it. Now, go home and take care of yourself. You're not looking too good.
I couldn't believe it. I was back to square one. The next morning, Joyce and I took the metro way up to the north end of the city where Bordeaux Jail is. Joyce is an Anglophone and speaks no French, and English is a difficult game up in the north end. Anyway, I wanted to see Georges Luc. Maybe he would remember something useful. Something. I had never been in a jail before. I didn't like it. Georges Luc came in, wearing orange overalls. And we had to talk to him through a screen. Very bad. I looked away and let them have a moment together.
I think he was his girlfriend, you know?
So unbelievably
awful. After a while, I mean, they weren't going to let us stay there forever. I piped in.
What about the chocolates, Joanna? There was a box of chocolates on the table. Julian said so.
Chocolates must be from her, the other woman.
Isabel?
I liked her.
What about her husband?
Hey, you probably know him. He's Reese of Berlin.
You mean that chocolate shop on Saint-Catherine?
Yeah.
He gave a lecture in my course last month. Oh, a real artist. Even melting chocolate is a big, big deal for him.
They're going to kick us out of here in a minute.
Not all of us.
Oh, my darling.
I'll speak to Uncle Percy.
As soon as I got home, I went to Percy's room.
Who's there?
Jean-Claude.
Who? Oh, it's you. Good. Come on in. Come in.
I need your help. The next hour, I explained the situation to him. The cyanide. He didn't laugh at me. And how badly Joyce was doing, and Georges Luc and Julien throwing out the evidence of the box of chocolates, and how much I hated Bordeaux jail and everything.
I always wanted to be a detective, you know. But things were so secure in the department for me. Safe. Maybe I was afraid I would fail the exam. Maybe I was afraid I would pass it. Who knows?
We need to know those autopsy results.
He smiled warmly at me, as he had always done.
What us?
All my life.
Why are they taking so long?
I'll call my old friend in the coroner's office. Maybe they'll have something for us.
Now?
Right away. Right away. I just have to find that number.
For the rest of the afternoon, I stayed in my room and pretended to study. The phone rang about supper time. I strained to hear. Just when I could bear it no longer, Uncle Percy knocked on my door.
Finally.
Well, we have some news.
And?
An autopsy was done.
And?
Monsieur Victor was poisoned.
I knew it. Cyanide.
Oh, no, not quite. Your cyanide theory is out the window.
What do you mean?
It was something called belladonna.
What is belladonna? I went to the encyclopedia. As usual, it was problematic. Too much and too little. a shrub, part of the deadly nightshade family. Very poisonous. Well, that's obvious. The Greeks tied it in with the Fates. And they put some in their wine as an aphrodisiac? The belladonna orgies would often lead to frenzy and murder. Wow. Wow. Something erotic. Chocolate. A beautiful woman. Something dark and romantic. So, if there is a poison, there must be a poisoner. So I thought I should go and see this Rhys de Bruin. The next morning, as early as I could, I went down to his shop. A tiny little bell rang as I opened the door. It smelt wonderful in there. Sweet. Lush. Soon a man came from the back, wiping his hands on a not-so-clean cloth, disheveled.
Rhys de Bruin.
He scowled at me.
I know you.
As if I had interrupted something important.
I'm taking that course at the Sejef that you talked to last month. Your lecture on chocolate was very inspiring.
You were in that class.
I want to be a chef.
Well, here. Try this.
I pulled back.
Merci, but no.
I insist.
I'd rather not.
He seemed a bit hurt.
Taste this praline and tell me what you think.
No, it's too early in the day for me.
It's my favorite chocolate flavor.
Again?
Still, I couldn't take the chance.
Where did you learn this?
I apprenticed in Brussels at Chez Nioul on the Avenue Louise. You don't know it?
No.
Pity. With Maître Lambrecht, the best chocolate maker in Belgium.
Things were going well.
Make you fat.
I was wondering how I should shift the conversation to something useful. When a beautiful red-haired woman came in from the back.
Where's the almonds we received yesterday?
She saw me and stopped. I stared at her.
This is a young colleague from the CGF.
Jean-Claude Gagnon.
How do you do?
This is my wife, Isabelle.
Oh, was this Victor's lover?
Colleague.
Her eyes met mine and stayed there.
We met.
I doubt it.
There was something strange about her that I couldn't figure out.
Why are you looking at my wife like that?
I'm sorry, mate. Was I being offensive?
Things had reached a point where there was nothing more to be gained unless...
Do you ever flavor your praline with herbs?
Herbs?
With sage? Belladonna?
What? There was a look on his face that suddenly terrified me.
You who met with Victor at Chez Julien the other night.
Isabelle turned white. A remarkable effect considering her bright red hair.
Delectable Belladonna liqueur?
No artist would do such a thing. As for Victor, he was nothing.
He grabbed my arm. It hurt. I struggled to pull myself free from his vice-like grip. I cried out.
Rhys, leave the boy alone.
It means nothing. Nothing. Now leave my store. Get out. Get out!
I found myself out on the street. I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was Isabel.
There.
The crazy woman didn't even have a coat on and was shivering something pathetic. I pulled her into a nearby cafe. Formica and plastic. But at least the coffee was hot.
I was all alone and Rhys was there for me.
What are you talking about?
11 years ago now, almost 12. I was good for him.
Why?
He can hate so much. Himself. Everybody.
What about Victor?
It was Rhys who brought the chocolates to Victor. He's insane.
You're telling me this?
I loved Victor. I owe him this.
You said you owed Rhys too. She just cried. I guess she wasn't as indifferent as she thought she was. I told Uncle Percy what had happened, what Isabel had told me. We told the detectives. Rhys de Bruin was arrested and the charge was murder. The police found dried belladonna berries in his shop, and the capper was Julian's identification of Rhys as the man in the bistro that night with Victor before Georges Luc had shown up. Georges Luc was absolved and freed. Joyce and I went to get him at the jail. My mother gave me some money, and this time we took a taxi. We ended up at our usual, like a band.
Madonna is such an odd choice.
Maybe we should drop the junk load.
Well, something's been bothering me about all this.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
And what is he saying?
Reese is an artist, and an artist simply wouldn't contaminate his own creation.
That's it. You're off your loop, Jean-Claude.
Maybe.
Hey, who else is there?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I didn't know. It was all so wrong. Isabel seemed the only other possibility, but that was wrong. All wrong. So I walked the winter streets. It had warmed up and was snowing all the time. I like those Montreal snowy days. Quiet and snow. I had no appetite. My cold was worse than ever. It didn't matter. I just kept walking, very lonely. And then I saw her in Carré Saint-Louis. Isabelle de Bruin. I wasn't sure at first. I moved a little closer, taking care she wouldn't see me. It was her. She seemed so lonely, too. She went into the metro station at Sherbrooke. I followed her, a shadow to her shadow. We took the train down to Berriuca, she and I. She changed to the Angrignon line. So did I. She got off at Atwater. Me too. I just waited to see what she would do. She just sat there. Sad. Small, lonely little marionette. I waited. Trains came and went. She just sat there. Eventually, I went and sat beside her. Trains came and went.
Reese didn't kill him.
They say he did.
They're wrong. And you didn't. Then who?
Didn't I?
What do you mean? What is so funny?
It's all about making people love you.
Making them?
They won't do it otherwise. You have to give them what they want or they won't love you.
You frighten me.
I frighten myself.
You loved Victor?
I loved Victor.
Did you make him love you?
I didn't have to. For the first time, I didn't have
but
to.
But you also loved Reese.
No. Me? Oh. All right. I'll tell you. Reese met Victor to tell him that I wouldn't see him again. It wasn't true. I hadn't wanted him to. But Reese had had enough of it all. And he gave Victor the chocolates.
What do you mean?
The chocolates weren't meant for Victor. They were meant for Reese.
Why did you use the belladonna? Was it because of its mysterious powers? The beautiful woman?
It was just there in a vacant lot near Atwater Market. It reminds me of my childhood. Not that much does. What will happen to me?
I don't know. So that was it. Convenient and growing in a vacant lot. Memories of a lonely childhood. We just sat there, the beautiful woman and I. Belladonna. Trains came and went. Isabel was arrested, and Reese de Bruin freed. broken man. Reese closed his shop and disappeared. Maybe he went back to Brussels. If I ever see him again, we'll talk about sweet things. I met with Joyce and George Luc at La Cabane.
So, the chocolates were meant for Reese, not Victor.
Yep. Isabel just added a little something to the recipe.
But why?
Well,
Uncle Percy did some checking for me. She killed her last foster father when she was 15. They never found her. There may have been other murders, other spouses in the time between Ben and Reese. We'll never know.
So sorry for both of them.
I could see they didn't need me around.
Guys, I've got to go study for the midterm. It's tomorrow and I've done nothing.
Hey, I wouldn't say that.
Sweet people.
You helped us, me and Joyce.
Yeah.
Thank you. We really love you for that, yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah, I love you too.
They've been through a lot.
Bye.
I headed home. If it stopped snowing. I had lost some weight over the last few days. I felt good. My cold was starting to get better, and my appetite had returned. I bought a few bagels on the way. The wood fire in the bakery was warm and friendly. So were the bagels. I looked at the lights in the windows as I trudged up the street. Maybe I should move out. Out on my own. It made me hungry just thinking that. I wondered if there was any more of that curried rabbit left in the fridge.
You've been listening to episode 1 of Recipe for Murder by Don Druick. This time a play called A Sweet Death. Salvatore Migliore starred as Jean-Claude Gagnon. The others in the cast, Daniel Desormeaux as Serafina, Terence Labrosse Ross as Uncle Percy and Anthony Jones, Louis Nagin as Julian, Michael Rutter as André Fortin and Victor, Gordon Maston as Guy Rose, and with them, Dean Hagopian as Reese de Bruin, Marta Turgeon as Isabel de Bruin, Jude-Antoine Jarda as Georges Luc, and Suzanne Lanier as Joyce. The original music was by Timothy Clark, and the recording engineers were Wayne Richards and Joe Mahoney. Casting by Linda Grierson. The associate producer was Colleen Woods, the associate director was Judy Kernew, and the co-producers were Tom Lopez of ZBS and Bill Lane. The play was directed on location, as we were told by the writer earlier on, by Bill Lane. The executive producer of the Mystery Project is Bill Howell.